1620 94.5 WTAW, the Bryan City Council's March meeting included a preview of proposed changes in city regulations regarding trucks and vehicles hauling hazardous materials. City Engineer Paul Casper says the proposal would remove buses from being banned on streets that are not designated truck routes.
So we don't inadvertently prohibit BTD from operating on the streets, right? Or school bus, for that matter.
The council will be asked at a future meeting to ban large trucks on certain streets.
Whether it's the street itself, the geometrics of the street, maybe it's too narrow, there's not a turnaround, there's not a cul-de-sac, maybe it's a dead end. We tried to be selective in making sure that we're not putting more than we need to. And certainly over time, if we find others, we could certainly come back and add those to the ordinance.
Casper told the council that there will continue to be exceptions. Casper was asked about Thornberry Drive being used as a shortcut.
If they're going from Houston and not stopping here locally, they shouldn't be on those roads, right? Because that's the we've designated a truck route, and that's Highway 6 or 2818 and Highway 21.
Casper also asked about banning big trucks on Sims Avenue.
If they have a local destination that they're going to, let's say they're providing something to downtown business, right, delivering food, and then they're on their way back out, they're supposed to take the quickest route that they can out, but that might be the quickest route for them is down Sims. So that would still be allowed in the ordinance.
Council members also brought up big trucks using residential streets to avoid medians, something that will have to be enforced by Bryan Police. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.